This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Spirit Airlines has called off its merger with Denver-based Frontier Airlines. The deal was initially announced in February, but JetBlue Airlines later made Spirit a proposal worth more money. The company stuck by its initial agreement with Frontier for months, but was forced to abandon it because shareholders didn't support it in a vote Wednesday. Spirit remains in negotiations with JetBlue. Members in Colorado's Medicaid and CHIP Plus programs can now receive extended postpartum benefits. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Those benefits are now extended from 2 months to 1 year. The change took effect this month. It gives members continuous coverage regardless of any change in circumstances for 12 months after giving birth. Before the change, a big share of Medicaid members ended up with a gap in coverage. That put them at higher risk for poor health outcomes and higher costs. National research shows coverage before, during, and after pregnancy leads to positive maternal and infant outcomes. According to the latest numbers, Colorado Access members make up about 15% of the state's births. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The RTD board last night approved a major overhaul of its bus network. RTD will shift its focus for bus service away from metro area suburbs and towards the city. Board Chair Vince Busick says RTD needs additional state funding in order to avoid cutting bus routes.
Colorado's state government provides less than 1% of annual recurring operating support for RTD. So there you go. That says a lot, and maybe that's something we need to work on.
The changes will take place over 5 years. This is CPR News.